Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 325, Grace That Trains. Hear these words from Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let that settle for just a moment. Paul does not say grace was sent from a distance, like a message dropped off at the door. He says it appeared, it showed up, like sunlight breaking over the horizon at dawn. You do not go looking for it, it simply arrives. And where it arrives, the darkness has no argument. In Jesus, the grace of God stepped into history, visible, real, something you can point to. And it came for all people, not for the ones who had already figured life out. Not for the long faithful, the long devoted, for all, including you, exactly as you are today, with the weariness you are carrying, with the questions you cannot yet answer, with that one corner of your life you have quietly decided is probably too far gone. Grace reached there too. But here is the detail Paul does not want us to miss. Grace does not only forgive, it trains. Like a patient teacher, not an inspector cataloging your failures, but a teacher who genuinely believes in you and keeps showing up, grace coaches us to say no to what destroys us and yes to what builds us. This is not religion by willpower. This is not you gritting your teeth and trying harder. This is transformation by love. This is grace working from the inside out. And Paul tells us what that training is aimed at. A life that is self-controlled, upright, and godly. Three words, three directions. How I treat myself, self-control. How I treat the people around me, uprightness. How I walk before God, godliness. These are not three burdens that grace piles onto your back. They are three fruits that grow naturally in someone who lives in the knowledge of being loved. When you truly know you are loved like that, you begin to treat yourself with more care, to treat your neighbor with more honesty, to walk with God with more openness. And all of this, the grace, the training, the shaped life, is anchored in a hope. Paul calls it the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Living well today does not feel so heavy when you know who you are walking toward. The hope of Christ's return is not a way of checking out of the present. It is the fuel that lets you act today with both conviction and peace. So today, before breakfast, do this one thing. Choose one of those three dimensions, self-controlled, upright, or godly, and write one sentence, just one, about how God's grace can work in that area today. Not a plan, not a list, one sentence, and then pray, Lord, let your grace train me in this area today. That is how grace works. One day, one direction, one line of faith. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.